Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, Hotep. Welcome to the Care to Read Room. You have your Omi Inca 7 here live coming to you straight from my living room. I am your advocate, that's right, the one you need, and your advisor, the one you want. I'm your IPRA, and I'm here to serve you. Welcome once again to all of my followers who follow me doing Twitters. I sincerely thank you from the bottom of my heart. Keep watching and following me, and we're going to go someplace. I guarantee you that. And to all of you new listeners, I say welcome. Thank you. You're definitely welcome here in our home. And I like to say to those new exploring frequently observers, come right in, have a seat. Make yourself at home. You're in the Care to Read Room. You're in the right place. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Our segment has been Knowledge is Power. And as you know, because knowledge is power, we have been creating an atmosphere that is being looked at and reexamined now that they know that there is a reason to look into the Care to Read Room. Something is going on in the Care to Read Room. I guarantee you that you will be greatly pleased with what you find here. And for those of you who know that somebody should have been talking about knowledge is power a long time ago, I'm glad that you're observing my room and you're finding that what we have to offer here is definitely something that's necessary and needed. Now, our topic has been on pro se. Say that with me, pro se. Now, ladies and gentlemen, pro se means to act and represent yourself in a court of law. What that exactly is that if you want to formalize your own research and fighting and trying your cases, you have a right to. Now, I don't want to mislead anyone by telling them that if you find yourself in a complication, you must go and seek an attorney. That is why we're advocating attorneys on this screen and this particular show. We are not telling you to go at it alone when you find yourself in a pickle or a deal pickle and don't know what you're doing. Now, everybody is not suited to do pro se. Some people just don't have the administrative skills to be able to go in, make a decision about which forms to use and how to utilize those. So what I'm telling you, for those people, you might want to listen up. We're going to have on our show this week an attorney to talk to you firsthand on our new show. And our new show will feature an attorney spot, an attorney at law. And we're going to do our darndest to have someone there and available to you for those of you who are looking to get an attorney to assist you. Now, I want you to understand that attorneys do cost money. Now, these attorneys on our line will be frequenting our show free of charge. They will not be on our line just to collect any money. No, we're not collecting any money here. But what we will be doing is allowing them to take questions and answers. And we're trying to get that set up as we speak. What I want you to know is that pro bono means to do law for free. We do not have pro bono law, so let's make sure we get that clear. What we have here on our show that we're going to have is going to be lawyers who will be giving free service based on the radio. They cannot take full-blown cases. They can only talk about subjects and answer questions, and they may invite you to come into their office at a later date, and you have to then secure them as your attorney. Now, what I want to say, ladies and gentlemen, is that we are featuring this because there are a lot of good attorneys out there, and people just don't know about them and don't know how to find them. One of the things we are going to do is leave a spot for the attorneys so that these attorneys can frequently be on the show and assist and aid you on a regular basis. Now, I want to make sure that you understand that our show is teaching you about rights and laws that are out there, and we are trying to make sure that you understand that these rights you must exercise, and you must also understand how the forms are filled out. We cannot act as members of the bar in this classroom. We could only explain to you that you must seek an attorney in the event that you have some discrepancy. Now, I would like to invite all of those mothers into the room this evening, and all of those people who have children, please invite your children in. Let me go to station identification. I'll be right back at you in the atmosphere. Stay tuned.
My soul was sinking in a world of sin, but grace and mercy, it took me in. Took my feet out of the miry clay and placed them on a rock to stay.
Welcome back, family. Now, you know, Omi do believe in baptism, and I baptize you with the word this month, and knowledge is power. And I want you to also know that you need to check and see, have you been dipped in the water? Because if you haven't been baptized, stay tuned. I'm going to baptize you with the word, because it's important to bring you the unadulterated word. So we find time each day to bring you the word. Yes, I'm a minister, and I'm obligated to break bread and bring you the word. Now, I want to say something to those of you who are out there who think that we only drink from several spirits. We drink from one spirit. And if your foundation is Christianity, then drink from that spirit. And if your foundation is Islam, then drink from that spirit. But I want you to know that I manifest and profess that I am connected to all spirit, and I am one with Christ. So therefore, I embrace all denominations. I find truth in all denominations. And it's okay to talk about your baptism, because each and every one of us were prescribed to be baptized. And that's not just baptized in the water, but baptized in spirit and in truth. And that's what we've been trying to do here in this classroom. Today's new segment, well, we're finishing up our last segment of Knowledge is Power. And we wanted to finish that on a proper note by talking to you more about Project 2019. We have called out for all the Project 2019s to call into this line and to also be present in the spirit if they cannot be here present in the physical. Because what we're about to do is to introduce you to Project 2019. Some of you may know us as Knowledge is Power. Some of you may know us as Tutorial After School Curriculum Program. Some of you may even know us as institutions that work with families and children, but I want you to know us in the fullest way. I want you to understand that we fill in the gap, that we find other organizations that we can partner with. Our next segment, we are going to be partnering with Junior Academy, and in that effort to bring about a financial literacy. And as you know, we are literacy makers. We want to make sure you are astute in your materials and your books. So we partner and going to be partnering with them, I say, and not the present tense. We're going to be partnering with them in their materials and bringing that information to you so youngsters will be able to play a part in this consumer's role. The youngsters will be able to understand exactly what goes on in school with a bank account. They will be able to understand the ability to be able to balance your account and understand your account. It's dealing with all kinds of consumer rights and understanding that we're still pushing over into the rights. We will still have a segment called Attorney at Law. And during that segment, we will cover as much questioning and answering as we can. Project 2019 came on the scene by way of Chuck Sanford, who saw a need to fill in the gap of the disparity of African Americans not going off to college. That's right. He wanted so badly to help those African Americans meet the criteria and the prerequisites to enroll. that he started this organization and he wrote a book. And the book is entitled Project 2019. You can go on my website and you can email me if you are interested in that book. That book is $10. We're selling that $10 for the gift of $10. However, it's worth much more than that. We also have paraphernalia, caps and T-shirts and buttons as well. We are an organization that is a non-for-profit organization, and I decided to couple that with Care to Read because as a literacy coach, I wanted to help the parents. So our next segment will be really focusing in on helping the parents, getting the parents involved in the consumer education courses as well as the children. Parents, you know that you should go back to school with your children when they go back, and that's one of the reasons we're doing this. Now, I want to take another station identification to get things prepared for you. So if you don't mind, just stay tuned and listen up. And thank you for letting me borrow your airways. I'll give them back to you unmolested. Take five.
Been days
How many of you know after a while it's going to be all right? How many of you know in a minute things are going to change? How many of you know that God has already taken care of it? How many of you out there going through something and you don't know when your storm is going to break? I want to let you know that your storm is over. And those who've been trying to intimidate you, who've tried to catch you up in the letter of the law, those who tried to bulldoze you and bully you, their time is over. God said that he would part the very sky to come down and see about you. If you are about God's business, he said, if his word be in you and you be in his word, you could ask him what you will. I'm going to take you over to the Talking Cure Corner today. And I'm going to let each and every one of you call in and make your request known. Omi needs this as much as you do, because I see that we have not because we ask not. And when we ask for those things, they're there. Father God, we are going over to the Talking Cure Corner. And to those who are hurting right now, and to those of you who have loved ones that are separated from you, to those of you who are in the gap for someone that is not capable, who has not grown in the spirit, I ask you to come over to the Talking Cure Room with me. I light a candle to my Father's spirit, and I say, come quickly, Father, and join us. And I say, Ashe. I light the candle to my mother's spirit, and I say, quickly, come and join us, mother. I ask my mother to come and be a part and let this light guide her here. I ask my mother to come. And I light the candle that will light you and guide you to your promissory note. That's right. God has a promissory note, and each and every one of you have been vindicated. I pour the glass of water for my mother's spirit. And I said, mother, drink well so that your thirst will be quenched. I pour the glass of water to my father's spirit. And I say, father, drink and absorb, because water knows no enemy. You are neutral here today, ladies and gentlemen. I want to talk to you about what Project 2019 stands for. We stand for the children. Those that know me know that Omi will go to bat for anybody's child, and especially for her own. Those of you who know me know that the children are precious. And I will stand as an advocate for those children. As a Project 2019 chapter leader, our obligation is to function as an advocate. Those in this community who have not heard from me, I'm a quiet spirit and a force to be reckoned with. Those of you who think that you can put indoctrination on my family or me and my children, I will rise up on you like an eagle and snipe your head, and you won't even know from which I came. That is how swift the hand of God is. I didn't go and become baptized in the water not to walk away with power in my hand. I want you, ladies and gentlemen, to take that frequency that exerts this room and wrap it around your finger, because God has given us power. Because he said if we died with Christ when he went down and we took death by the hand, and he delivered God delivered Jesus from the sting of death when he came up. All power was in his hand. You possess all power. Don't let nobody bully you. Don't let nobody make a phone call to you and make a threat to you. Stand your ground and sick the Holy Ghost on them. Don't say nothing to them. Don't plead with them about messing with you. Sick the Holy Ghost on them. Tell mother about it and say, mother, I want you to go over and take care of that and avenge my adversary. Watch those people flee out of town. Watch those people pack their bags and leave. And watch those people dodge every step you make so they cannot be in your presence. Because there are people out there right now. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, if you are struggling and suffering from the hurts of other people, you don't have to anymore. You could put a hold on them. You can stagnate them. You could paralyze them in their own fear. Omi is not anything to be played with. And I'm sending a message out there into the airway. Don't play with Omi. I have white folks that love me. And when the white folk love you, they're going to stand with you. And this is this here man's earth today. They run it. But they know I still love culture and love my black self. But nevertheless, when black folks start playing games with each other and start playing God, that's when I have to take out my tools. Yes, I said it. I have to take out my tools. And you know that a priestess has tools. And if I have to go on my knees on you, the mercy and grace that I've been asking for throughout this land, I'm asking for mercy and grace for you. Because, see, when God chastises you, he has mercy. But man don't have mercy. I said have mercy on you because when you trouble the waters for me and my children and mine, I am about to trouble your waters. You will not leave me faceless, and you will not leave me broken. So for those of you who are out there tampering and causing confusion and stirring up things, you must know who you're messing with. You must know who you're messing with. So let's pray a prayer, people. The frequencies are here. The energy is here. I sense that there's some people out there right now that need to know that there's an advocate in the house. As president of Project 2019, we have to be advocates. That's why we oftentimes ask you to pray with us, because we know that some of you wouldn't get vindicated if it wasn't up in this room. Today, I want you to be vindicated. Today, I want you to be true advocates to stand for your children and yourself. If you're being bullied, if someone is intruding your household, if someone has undermined your children, if someone has undermined you, stand in the gap. And God will fight your battles. Now stand to your feet. Stand to your feet. This situation you are now ready to defeat. The frequencies are in the airwave. Ask God what it is you want. If you want somebody to disappear and leave you alone and get out of your sight and to get out of your world, ask them. He'll do it for you. If you want God to chastise someone for abusing you, ask God and he'll do it for you. Or if you have a loved one that needs to be vindicated and you want to stand in the gap. Father God, we ask you today for all those who are not here and present. We ask that you will stand in the gap and watch over your word to perfect it. Father, you said we were the head and not the tail. You said that we were the cornerstone that the foundation was built on. Father, you said that we would have good success and that we would prosper. Prosper us, Father. In the presence of our enemies, yet prosper us. And let them see that you are prospering us. And that cattle that's on the hill and the world and they that dwell therein, let them see that you are broadening our borders and you are magnifying our abundance and that you are setting us out front to lead and that you are giving us favor. Father, let them see with their own eyes so they may tremble in their own tracks and that they may back up and fall into the holes that they've done for you. And Father, let them know that you are the one that vindicate us, that our weaponry is not carnal through the pulling down of strongholds. And all glory be to God. Everyone that listened to the sound of my voice today are going to be vindicated, and tomorrow will be a new day, and God will wipe the tear from your eyes. And those bullies and those ones who have set traps for you, they will be given reports that they have fallen in those traps. Fear not, my little ones. Fear not, my family. Because God is with you, and greater is he that's in you than he that's in this world. Know that God said this too will pass. After a while, in a little while, this too will pass. God said that if you be in him, and if your word was in him, you could make your request known to him. Now, I want you to understand there's prerequisites to that prayer that you must not have aught against anyone in your heart, and you must forgive them. But you say, oh, man, how can I forgive my enemy? He's been tormenting me. He's been trailing me. He's been FBI-ing me. He's been tapping my phone. He's been doing all sorts of things to my children. How can I do anything? You can do something. Stand strong, my friend. Stand strong, because the Lord thy God is with thee. Stand strong. because he will not prosper. The prayers, the fervent prayers of a righteous man or woman will avail us much. Our prayers will avail us much today. You are out of the storm. After the storm, you can say, Lord, I thank you. And you can tell the wind to go to the west and to the east, and it will go there. And you can tell those people to get up, and they will rise, and they will leave. Command them, get up and leave, and cease to torment me anymore. Tell them right now, because I don't take well to tormentors. I will not allow you to torment me. Tell them. In their spirit, they will hear you. God will speak all over the land to those tormentors who are tormenting people with all of their conniving schemes in the administrative field, in asking for favors and doing improper CID. God will remove them. They will be like a vapor. There will be no more. Now ask God what you want. How many of you want delivery? How many? Raise both hands. How many of you want people to stop bothering you? How many of you want people to leave you alone? How many of you want people to leave your children alone? Raise your hand. Tell God about it. Tell him about it. He wants to deliver you today. He wants to stop this confusion today. Confusion cease and be no more. Those who thought that they were going to confuse you in the mind, let their minds become confused and let them be baffled and let them be forever more confused. We call and speak confusion on those who are tormenting others. We call and speak that God will wash them away like a vapor in the night. People, you don't have to be tormented by anyone. You do not have to be bullied or threatened by anyone. Do not think that God is not with you. They are more with you than against you. One will chase 1,000, and two will chase 10,000. God has sent angels to camp around you. So you have to be strong in the power of his might. And I thank you, God, and I ask that everyone represented here will be strong in the power of your might. We thank you that you have saved us even when you yet saw us putrefy. You rescued us, and you will continue to rescue us. I thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for being a part of that prayer, because I know that every one of you who have been a part of that prayer, your prayers will be answered. Stay tuned. I'll be right back at you in the atmosphere.
It was you that saved my wayward soul. It was you, Lord, that made me whole. It was you, you.
How many of you know God will protect you and he will fill you with the Holy Ghost? And that's all our prayer has been in this room, is that you would be filled with the Holy Ghost and you would stay in the Spirit so you wouldn't be confused by the lust of the flesh. I want you to continue to walk in the Spirit and continue to see in the Spirit, because God will take you to another level in the Spirit. For those of you who have gone to the Talking Cure Room with me, consider yourself blessed, because now you have all power in your hand. Don't be pushed into the wall. Stand up, and God will stand up for you. If you take one step towards God, he will take two steps towards you. You have to remember that there is no force on this earth that's greater than love. Use love as your weapon, and you will always win. Don't let people get you caught up in a corner and their stupidity because they think they rule, because they have the law on their side. Let them know you have the Lord God on your side, and he reigns. He reigns in all heavens and earth. He reigns in all heavens and earth. He reigns in all heavens and earth. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns on heaven and earth. Our God is an awesome God. Let him know that. Let him know that he reigns in all heaven and earth. And nothing set before you, you won't be able to defeat. I don't care what comes upon you, what threats or what fears. Let them know that God is for you, so who can be against you? Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to take you right into our topic, Project 2019. And who are the chapter leaders, and what does Project 2019 stand for? Project 2019 has been out there in the trenches. They have been working very, very hard. Chuck and his wife for over 12 years have been working, it might be 13, with Chapter 2019. That date came about because that is a year that we would have transitioned through over 400 years of being out of slavery. Now, what that means, ladies and gentlemen, is that all African Americans should have a goal and objective for what they're going to do now that they've transitioned out of slavery. We can no longer say that the master has his grip on us. We can no longer say that we're being penalized and we're sharecroppers, and we can no longer talk about Jim Crow laws if we don't step up and make changes. We know that those things happen because we were ignorant and we were dumbfounded without knowledge, and we had no capability of having literacy. Now that we are all dressed up in our credentials and our degrees, we can make a stand for something to be changed. We can make a stand to change laws, and we can also keep statistics and figures to watch how things gradually change. But we not only want to just keep statistics, we want to take a more proactive position, and that is to be out in the forefront like I am, crying loud and sparing not and lifting up our voices like a trumpet. That's right, Omi does have to lift up her voice in here like a trumpet. Yes, I have to get in the Spirit, and I don't make any apology. The Spirit takes over me, and sometimes my voice is taken hostage, and I must speak the unadulterated truth. Now, ask me if I'm worried if someone is going to ambush me that's waiting out there in the wilderness for me. No, I don't, because I know that my God will vindicate me. I know that he's called me to do this, and it is not a job that I've selected for myself. Project 2019 is a big responsibility. It encompasses a great deal of things for African Americans in their lower socioeconomic status. We aim to lift them up out of illiteracy, out of poverty. We aim to lift them up out of ignorance. We aim to lift them up in the forefront so that they will have a voice. So our goal is a great mission and a big mission. So for those of you who are trying to tap into Project 2019, that is not hard to do. We're looking for chapter leaders all over the 50 states, and I'm now soliciting as the new executor. I am calling forth all of those potential would-be chapter leaders in their states and community. If you are interested, you may call my phone number on the line, and I will have you call in now, and then I can speak to you privately about my private line, and I could hurry up and get you a package to help present to you our goals and objectives. We are trying to have a more outlined goal of an objective, which every one of us are mimicking each other and look alike. One of our goals is for all of us to become parent information centers, and we will all become family life educators, and we will have that credential on our name, which would allow us to work in all capacities of working with the family, bringing the family back to a balanced stage. As you know, the families have fallen lower than a refugee. And as you know, the black man has now become the bald eagle. And if you could go and elicit for assistance for the bald eagle to come off the list, then you sure can assist and solicit for the African-American man to come off the list of the new bald eagle. And what do you mean, Omi? I mean that in my research over 6 years of writing about the black male, the black student, the black male, the black young boy, I wrote and researched about the black boy. That book will be coming out hopefully next September, and that is The Effects That Females Have on African-American Males Coupled with Their Culture. In researching that book, I found that there were many things that were going wrong in our society where black young men were not growing up to be a rightful old man. They weren't growing up to get past the age of 25. They were stifled before they grew. Now, I want to say that we are doing something about that. We want our young men to grow, to become full-blown men, and we are interceding and intervening between the gap so that there will not be a problem of someone trying to destroy our youth before they grow up to be men. In this book, you will find there's much research done on early childhood development, talking about our developmental stages, with all of the stages being the best practice. I have also shadowed Dr. Jawanza Kanjufu on this material. I will be having him on my show. I'm going to invite him as a guest. So when we talk on that topic, he will be here firsthand to give you that information. As an educator, I intend to bring more educators on. This has been a little difficult to bring on all the speakers now that my show is broadening. You will be seeing something a little bit different, a different blend, and I invite you to be a part of that. And ladies and gentlemen, I hope that Project 2019 has been a program that has been supportive in your family and giving you the support you need. And I also want to say, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to be participating in this room. And if you're out there and you're an author, you're a lawyer, please call me. I'd like to share my space with you and give you some time on this airways. And we're going to go to station identification, but I'm going to meet you right back in the atmosphere and ask you to keep it right there. Keep it right there. Keep it right there, Lil G. And don't move that dial, because we've got something for you. Hold on. Keep it right there. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Hold tight. We'll be right back at you in the atmosphere. Welcome back, family. Thank you for joining me this evening, and you've got your Omi Inka Live coming to you this evening, and we're talking about Project 2019. I wanted to give you the information pertaining to Project 2019. Project 2019 is still soliciting for chapter leaders throughout the 50 states. And if any of you are interested, you can contact me through my website, and you can Google Project 2019 Northern Indiana, and it will bring you up to our website there, Project2019NorthernIndiana.com. Now, what we stand for, who are we, and what do? We're parent information centers, and we are also training to become parent advocates as well as parent educators. We work towards filling up the gap and training and soliciting for training and tutorials for tutorials, tutoring, as well as materials. And our whole feature goal will be to close the gap of illiteracy. That is our main focus. Now we're focusing in on financial literacy, and we're going to be working with some of the junior achievements materials to help solicit in the community. Their material is a consumer education material. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to also call in, light that dial up, and call in right now. And if you are interested in being a chapter leader for Project 2019, please do call in. This is our last feature show, so we're going to be doing a lot with music, and we'll be entertaining you this evening. So stay tuned and enjoy the music while you sit here and listen. Thank you so very much for joining us. And to those of you who would like to come in, sing, and dance, this is your time to do so. And we invite you in to have a great time with us as we talk about Project 2019. Now, we are also going to let you know that you can go to our website at any time and feature some of the things that we do there. So please join us. Stay tuned for station identification. Ladies and gentlemen, stay tuned for our next segment. We'll be featuring some music this evening, and we are going to be enlightening you with some soul-moving music. And we'd like to thank you for being with us today. And we'd like to also thank those people for helping us to find out how we can best serve you. If you're out there with us, keep listening, and you will find out how we can best serve you. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you can be baptized in the name of the Father and the Holy Ghost. And in this room, we're going to baptize you with the word. We're having a little bit of a technical difficulty, and we apologize for that. Sometimes, you know, the phones get to beep and they have battery problems, but nevertheless, we're going on with this story that we're telling. Project 2019 is the organization you definitely want to be a part of. It is a non-for-profit 501(c) organization, which you can talk to Chuck Sanford, who wrote the book. We're going to have him in here, hopefully, by the end of this month and get him in here talking about his book and why he wrote it. As you know, we're a literacy group, and we do feature books, and we will be featuring the Project 2019 in depth. And this week, this Friday, we have a special guest that will be here, and his name is Attorney Ricky Beard, and he is a family law specialist, and he'll be talking to us about his practice and how you can utilize his services. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have not already gone out to the Twitters, go on and connect yourself with me and be a follower. I definitely would appreciate it. And for those who are already following me, keep following me, because I'm going to take you somewhere if I haven't already taken you. Like the song goes, I'll take you there, I'm going to take you somewhere. And once again, I thank you from the bottom of my heart for following me and being a part of this Twitters, as well as the ones who frequent my room. Thank you so very much. Now, excuse me, some of the things we're going to be doing that are brand new, we're going to be covering the health awareness area. So we definitely want you to stay tuned and listen to our naturopathic doctor who will be frequenting our room. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. Go to station identification.
Remember one night I was sitting in my home. My family was already asleep, and as my mind began to roam, I started to reminisce about where God had brought me from. Thought about how good He seemed to me, even when I was doing wrong. And I said, no, watching the news, I saw people dying everywhere, some starving to death, they didn't have no food, no food. So what gives me the right to complain about anything?
No need to complain.
Even when I fought time to time, God always blessed me with more.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want to take a moment to say thank you to God, because if I don't do anything else, I want to take this moment to say thank you, God. Thank you for what you've done for this organization over the year. Thank you for the blessings you've given us and how you brought us up and you stabled us in the community. And if I don't do anything else, Father, I want to take this moment to thank you. Thank you. Thank you for life, Father. Lord, I thank you for health. I thank you for peace. I thank you as you carried me. I thank you for sleep and peace. Lord, this organization thanks you, because we know you're moving us up to the top where we belong. We want to say thank you, Father, and listen to the songsters as they sing.